Hopefully he can unmute himself. Chaim, can you unmute yourself? Are they going to make Mariv in here? Okay, I'm going to be in trouble. Chaim, you can't unmute yourself?
He said he can't, but he's recording.
I don't know how to unmute you for some reason. Is there another place that's quieter? Here? Oh, okay. So I'm going to move. Okay. I have to move because they're davening here.
So he's going what to say?
He's not betting.
What? Uh-huh.
He's not back.
Yet. He's in the New York. He's in New York. Wherever it is.
When is he coming back?
What?
When is he coming back?
Okay, thank you. Okay. I give a little of daily share. Yes, it's fine. Yeah, okay. Okay, I just hope the computer will learn. No, that's fine. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. No, I'm just thinking where there's a plug. There's a plug over there. If it starts running out, I'll call the plug. Okay. Okay. I think hopefully I have enough. I'll manage. Let me see how much power I got. I don't even know how to use this. Okay. Oh, we'll see. All right. Okay, thank you. I'm fine. Thank you. Okay, anyway, so again. So we had like this. So we had three pshatim in Taisus's Kasha. So let's take the guy's shot first. I don't know, because just since the guys seem to like, oh, you're doing pictures there? Okay, mazel tov, mazel tov. The cousin guy just walked in.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had three pshatim in Taisus's Kasha. So the guy's pshat was that Taisus's Kasha. See, the question really is when the Gemara asks the question, Lasuye Mai. So the guys are learning that the Gemara is not a problem, Lasuye Mai. Of course, the Gemara knows there's lots of things that you can be Lasuye. But the Gemara's problem is that they just wanted to know to where, right? That's why I think that's what you were saying, Sandy. I don't know. You have to have like the key. It's Pashup Shat, Lasuye Mai is a question. If the question means that it doesn't make sense. You say, Kol Kaminei Gamadina, Kol Kaminei Gamadina is coming to be Marbe something. What in the world is it being Marbe? It's like it's a problem. It's a problem. Suye Mai, what is it coming to Marbe? The Mishnah already told me everything. That's the other choice. The other two pshat that we're learning that I call Kaminei Gamadina is a question. The Gemara is saying, I call Suye Mai. What are you coming to include? There's nothing to include. You already told me everything, or you already excluded everything. So there's nothing left. Wow. The guy's chat is a completely different reading. Now, Suye Mai means we know that there are things to be marbe, but we just want to know where do you draw the line? So I don't know. You know, you need to know Bikias and Shas. Is that what I call Suye Mai means?
But Rebbe, we know, I don't know if Rebbe can hear me, but we know from once Taisa says that we daftin need a number, whether it's 3 and 3 or vav, once we know we need a number and that number tells us dafka vav and not more,
right?
So then once Taisus commits and says that but less is okay, right? But how does Taisus know less is okay? That's really from the words hakol kaminei gamadina. So that means hakol kaminei gamadina is doing something right then. So why would the Gemara ask Akasha? Why would the Gemara ask what it's for? It is doing something.
So Pashup Shat. In shot number one, that's Gufa Taivis is Kasha. And if you learn that's really the difference between shot one, two, and three, is what is the Gemara asking? If you learn the Gemara is asking, what are you being marbeh? So that would be in shot. So that means the Havamina thought that you're, there's nothing to be marbeh, because the Havamina thought that you can't do Hutz of a Dafna. The Havamina thought you can't do anything else. So then Taitis has a vow in Kasha. What are you talking about? There's plenty of being marbeh. You can be marbeh veal less than five. That was the first shot. But that shot didn't, I mean, we can go over each shot separately. I just want to, just the contrast is that the guy's shot, that for some reason, every share drives me, I don't want to say crazy, but every share is different. I give a share in the morning, they all assume it's pashut, this is shot. So yesterday, for whatever reason, they were claiming Sandy and who else was pushing for this shot? They were saying there's pashut at the there's other shot. So their shot that the guys were pushing yesterday was based on a different reading of the Gemara, which I do not know if it's true. In other words, they were reading that the Gemara, that of course the Gemara knows that there is lots of things to be marbet. There's no kasha lasuya mind that there's nothing to be marbet. It's not a question. It's just a clarification. There must be a cutoff point. Where is that cutoff point? Right, asuye mai, where does the cutoff point end? Well, the answer is the cutoff point is hutzavidafna. Which type is that? Asked why the Gemara say the cutoff point is hutzavidafna. The Gemara could have said the cutoff point is even less than that. And for Tais, it's because there is a, sometimes you say, I call minagadina, it doesn't mean everything. But I'm not sure.
This Rabbeinu Tam.
What? I'm not sure if that is correct in Bikias. Gemara asked Lasuya Imai, is that a question or just an observation? What? Sorry, I can't hear.
Sounds like Rabbeinu Tam was redefining the Gemara's Kasha.
I don't know. No, we're in Tavis. We're trying to understand Tavis's Kasha. Tavis asked the Kasha before Rabbeinu Tam. Tavis asked the Kasha, what's the Gemara's Kasha at Asuye Mai? So the problem is, superficially, what's Tavis's problem? What was Tavis asking? What is Tavis asking? So the way, we had three pshatim yesterday. I want to go over the three pshatim again. But the difference between the first two pshatim versus the third pshat is the first two pshatim was assuming that the Gemara is asking a question. There's nothing to be marbeh. What are you being marbeh? There is nothing to be marbeh. That's how the first two pshatim learned. The third pshat, this is, I'm just getting, Mayor, you were the culprit here. We're saying that the Gemara is asking Asuye Mai, it's not a question. It's a question of clarification. Obviously, there's loads of things to be marbeh, but where did you stop? Until where are you marbeh? But then, okay, so, and then Taibis is gosh, what do you mean Asuye Mai? The answer is, of course, it's being marbeh everything. So I know where to stop. But I personally am skeptical that that's what the Lasuye Mai means. As I always thought, so we have to go through like all shas. I always thought that Lasuye Mai is a question, is a problem. According to the way the guys are saying, there's no problem. It's not a problem. It's just we need clarification. So I don't know. I didn't learn that way. I can't say they're wrong. What?
I'm not sure if I'm a clarification. I'm not sure which one I'm in. I'm just saying it's the hemshich of Taisus. Taisus created the problem because Taisus only knows less from our kol kamenag medina, right? That's the only way he knows it.
Yeah, but he even though Taisus knows it from there, but it doesn't mean that the Gemara knew it from there. So the Gemara could have known it. If the Taisus proves that the Gemara holds that way, then probably the Gemara held that way before it said Hutzavidafna. So I don't know. I don't think the Gemara Tosfos knows it from the Gemara's answer, but how did the Gemara know it? The Gemara knew it because they were smart. So the Gemara knew it probably in the question too, maybe.
Right, maybe. So but the same way that the Gemara knew the whole time Hutzav Dafna, the Gemara knew Tosfos' step of less in Gvil. So it's like Tosfos, just say that, man. Right,
so you're in the other way. I mean, okay, I don't think there are three different ways of learning Tosfos' Kasha. But for some reason, the guys yesterday, they all ganged up on me. And they were insisting that it's Pashit, Shana Tosfos Kasha, the third way, which is, okay, so I'm just pointing out that I'm starting, instead of starting with, I started with pshat number one, which is if you, I said the pshat is, if you look in the back of the Gemara, this Mari Cohen says, I tried to send it, but regretfully, whatever, it wasn't working. The yeshiva's, whatever, scanning wasn't working, so I couldn't send it. But the guys, so I just want to sake of clarity, the guys yesterday, I don't know the guys, but the two, Eddie Mayer, and Sandy were both saying the third shot. So I'm just pointing out, the third shot is a fine shot if that's what Asuye Mai means. They were saying that Asuye Mai means that the Gemara is not asking a question, that there's something schwer. The Gemara is only asking a point of observation, clarification. Can you please, obviously you're being marbe. There are a million things to be marbe. What are you being marbe? Where are you stopping? And the Gemara is answering, we're stopping at Hutzav Dafna. To which Tosfos asked, why did they stop at Hutzav Dafna? Which, I know, it's a little bit funny, gosh, because that's what the Gemara did. Every time, because they knew that more than Hutzav Dafna is not good. Okay, but I personally am not so gung-ho on that chat. I'm just saying that because I don't think that's what Asuye Mai means. If you're going to bring me a, you'll find. Rashi doesn't say what Asuye Mai means.
What's the Hemshech and Tosfos? Rabbi, don't we need a Hemshech and Tosfos to them?
According to Hipshot, there's a very good Hemshech. Is that Tosfos just got finished saying that. What's the Hemshech and Tosfos? What's the Hemshech and Tosfos? Okay. Can we go back? I'll explain that. What's the Hemshech and Tosfos point to this pshat is because and there is a pshat of Hemshech, but let me leave it out. We had the same kasha on the first shot. The second shot was that Tosfos' kasha was, why did the Gemara say Asuye Mai? What's the Gemara's kasha? It should have said Asuye Machsava.
The Maharam.
So that's also what was it? What's the Hemshech? And we had that question on the second shot. But the second shot was that, in other words, let's just get out getting confused. The first two pshatim, not like the guy's pshat, is that the Gemara is asking Asuye Mai, the Gemara has a problem. Tosfos' kasha, what's the Gemara's problem? There's lots of things to be marbe. Pshat number one is Tosfos says, why don't you be marbe? Gvil more than lesson six, to which Rabbeinu Tam answers, Gvil lesson six is no good, which is daichik, because then Tosfos is dropping his miyu. Chat number two, Tosfos is asking, it should have said it be marbe machsodos, to which Tosfos answers, because the Gemara knew machsodos is no good. So the question on shot number two, that Tosfos' question was, what's the Gemara is asking Asuye Mai? The simple answer, you can say it's being Marbe Machsolos. So what's the Hemshech, right? That's a good question. And again, are we there with this question, or that's,
Can you repeat it again?
Yes. There are two other, assuming the Gemara's kasha, Lasuye Mai, is a question, not like Sandy was saying, or you may, that the Gemara's, it's a question. Lasuye Mai means, what are you being marbet? There's a problem. There's nothing to be marbet. So Taifa's kasha is, what do you mean there's nothing to be marbet? There's so much to be marbet.
Yeah.
So the first shot would be, the simplest shot would be, Taifa's kasha is, why don't you just say it's marbet gvil 5? And then there's no problem of the hemshach, because that imamish flows from what Taifa said a minute ago. Taiva just said a minute ago that Gvil 5 is good. So then Taiva says a kasha. If Gvil 5 is good, so what's the Gemara's kasha? I call it a Kaminika Medina Lasuye Mai. The answer is simple. It's being Marbek, Gvil 5. But before Taiva said, you could say the Gemara held that Gvil 5 is bad. So that's why the Gemara asked Lasuye Mai. But Taifa say, but now that I just got finished saying that Gvil 5 is good, so what's the Gemara's kasha called Gemina Gadina Lasuye Mai? Answer Lasuye Gvil 5. But that's the, I thought that's the most simple shot in Taisus. And that is what the Smari Kayin says. The problem with that shot is the Taivis is Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Because Rabbeinu Tam's answer is that you know why it didn't say Gvil 5? Because Gvil 5 is really bad. It's no good. But it's Taivis a minute ago says that it's Mukhruch that Gvil 5 is good because it's better than Hutzav Adafna. So you have to say that now Taivis is dropping what he said before. So it's not saying it's like he's a yo-yo. Taifas before said it's muchruch that Gvil 5 is good because it's better than Hutzav Adafna. That's muchruch. That was Umiyu. And now, without explaining why that raya is not a good raya, he's just dropping it. And he's saying, no, you have to say Gvil 5 is no good. So it's a very daichik reading.
Where's Rebbe see that in Rabbeinu Tam that Gvil 5 is no good?
If Taivis is kasha, it depends on what the kasha was. If the kasha was, again, we have three possible versions in the question. The first version of the question is that it is a perfect hemsha. Taivis just got finished saying that Gvil 5 is good. That's what he said immediately before the Vim 5. So then Taivis is asking, what's the Gemara's kasha lasuye mai? Which is a question. There's nothing to be marbe. What do you mean? You can be marbe Gvil 5. So now, Rabbeinu Tam, what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer? If the question was you should say it's me marbe Gvil 5, and therefore the Gemara had no question, so what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer? Rabbeinu Tam's, the only thing that Rabbeinu Tam can say to answer that question is to say that Gvil 5 is no good. Because otherwise you didn't answer the question. The question, Rabbeinu Tam's question is, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. What's the Gemara saying? There's a problem. There's nothing to be marbe. There's loads of things to be marbe. You can be marbe Gvil 5. So now if Rabbeinu Tam's answer, because again, Taivis is asking on the kasha, not just asking on the answer. So if Taivis is asking, the only way to answer that kasha is to say that Gvil 5 is no good. But Taisus a minute ago said that it's Mukhruch that Gvil 5 is good. Because Taivis said that if Hutzav Adafna is good, then Gvil 5 has to be good. So according to this reading of Taisus, you're going to have to say that Taivis is a yo-yo. Taisus in the Miu is Mechadesh that Gvil 5 is good because it's Mukhruch, because Gvil 5 is better than Hutzav Adafna. And if Hutzav Adafna is good, Gvil 5 has to be good. But then Rabbeinu Tam, to answer this question, what's the Gemara's kasha? Why did the Gemara answer Gvio 5? Yeah, Rabbi Natam has to be Mechadesh. That Gvio 5 is no good. That's how the Marikai learns on a Taisus. But it's a very Daichik chat.
I thought Taisus was saying that why can we say, you know, a Kol Kaminig Medina. Doesn't a Kol Kaminig Medina include everything? But if we would just say a Kol Kaminig Medina, I mean, it's lost, but I thought that includes everything that's lower, right? Yeah, so now that Tavis, he would just say,
but what was Tavis's problem? Tavis, what was his kasha? What's his kasha?
Once we know less, just say less. Just say that everything is less.
But if you want to, in shot number one, less includes also, you know, there's Tavis was asking on the imshat number one, because, you know, what you mentioned before is we have to have a hemsha. So imshat number one fits beautifully in the hemsha.
Right.
Imshat number one is, Bishlama, if I wouldn't have said that Gvil 5 is good, I wouldn't have a kasha, because then the Gemara is very good. The Gemara can't figure out what you're being, because there's nothing to be marbe. But now that I just got finished saying that Gvil 5 is good, so if Gvil 5 is good, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara could have said Gvil 5, the Gemara could have said less than Gvil 5, the Gemara could have said, man, the Gemara could have said everything, but there's a hemshuch because Tavis just got finished saying that Gvil 5 is good.
Right, to say
Rabbeinu Tam, the only way Rabbeinu Tam can answer that question is by saying that Gvil 5 is no good.
Why?
Because if the question was predicated on the fact that you said Gvil 5 is good, then the only way to answer that question is to say that Gvil 5 is no good. So then that means that Tavis is switching, which is very daichik.
Well, why can't we just say, you just say Hakol Kaminig Medina means less, which includes Gvil 5, Hutz of Adafna. Just say a general rule.
What's Rabbeinu Tam's answer?
Oh, says his answer is that if we did that, we make a major mistake because we would say less than Hutz of Adafna.
Well, what was the Gemara's question? You're not answering the question. Rabbeinu Tam asked the question, what was the Gemara's kasha?
Once I'm coming along and saying that less and anything less is good because I'm in a Medina, so why would you be bothered by the kasha? Of course, it's included in that Kol Kaminig Medina. Just say Kol Kaminig, everything less is good.
Everything, including Gvil 5. So what's the question? So how did the Gemara answer that question? You're saying Sandy's shot on that. In other words, if the Gemara is asking there's two different shatim here. Is the Gemara asking a question or the Gemara just asking for a clarification? If you're saying the Gemara is asking for a clarification, you're fine. But I don't think that was Sandy's shot. That was the other shot that the Gemara is asking for a clarification. Where do you draw the line? But I'm assuming that Asui Mai is a problem, which means that the Gemara can't think of anything to be Marbe. So Tavis has a problem. What do you mean, you know, can't think of anything to be Marbe? Marbe Gvil 5, that's Tavis's Kasha. So the only way to answer that the Gemara would have a valid Kasha, would be to say that Gvil 5 is no good. But to say that Gvil 5 is no good is a daichik, because then you're making Tavis go from one extreme to the other.
Is it possible that the Maharam learns that Lasuye Mai is not a kashe, but just like how low would you go?
Right, that's what the pshat, that's what the guy said yesterday. We're calling that, I don't know if it's a Maharam, I don't know, I'm not blaming Maharam, I'm blaming the guy for that one. In other words, that was shot. We said yesterday three possible shot them in Tavis's question. That Tavis asked a question, I don't understand the Gemara's problem. Lasuye Mai. So one possible, we said there's two We have this Chakira. What is John the Gemara's statement, Asuye Mai? Is the Gemara asking a Kasha that the Mishnah makes no sense because there's nothing to be marbet? And that's the question, Asuye Mai, the Mishnah makes no sense. Or is the Gemara just saying, of course the Mishnah makes lots of sense. Of course there's lots of things to be marbet. I just want to know where do you draw the line? So if you learn this the second way, okay, I understand. I just don't think that's what Asuye Mai means. I don't think so. And if you do say it that way, it makes Rabbi Natan very funny, because if the Gemara's kasha was where do you draw the line, so obviously the Gemara's answer is you draw it by Hutzav Adafna. So what does Taifas want? Taifas thought the Gemara says you draw it by Hutzav Adafna. So what is Taifas's issue? I don't know, but I don't really think that's what Asuye Mai means. Okay, but I don't know. I can't prove it. You know, if you say, you're right, if Lasuye Mai means just where do you draw the line, then fine. Then you have a fine. Then at least Thavis's kasha makes sense, even though it's still not so good because of what's his problem. So the Gemara draws the line by Hutzav Adafna. So it's almost like Rabbeinu Tam's answer is like obvious. The Gemara's question is where do you draw the line? So the Gemara said Hutzav Adafna. So that means that that's where you draw the line. So what was Rabbeinu Tam's problem that he wasn't reading the Gemara? That's what the Gemara says. So I don't know, but I have to admit that I did not read it that way. I read Asuye Mai is a kasha, that there's nothing to be marbe. So then the Tavis is kasha. What do you mean there's nothing to be marbe? There's lots of things to be marbe. So the simplest reading would be, there's lots of things in Marbe, is V05. But then it comes out, I'm saying it with the Deichik, is that Tysus in his answer is be saying that V05 is no good. And then he's switching from what he said before. Okay.
And we also said the word mikan is not too good.
Why is mikan not good?
Pachas mikan, pashup shot is going back and yes. Use to the dafna.
Right. Okay. So we had a third shot. Let's try the third shot.
Going back to Rebbe's shot. Rebbe was saying that it's a problem because then Tosus is like a yo-yo, right?
Tavis was assuming that VO5 is no good.
It's better.
Because it's just like VO more than 6 is no good. Pasha's VO less than 6 is also no good. That's Tavis Miu, a Chiddush, that even though VO more than 6 is no good, VO more than 5 is good. And it's Mukhra, because it's no better than Hutzav Adafna. And then Tavis all of a sudden turns around and said, no, it's not true. You're riding from Hutzav Adafna, and then I ignore it.
Right. So could it be that Tosus, when he first was learning from Hutzav Adafna that Gvil 5 is good, it's because Tosus felt that it's only a question of how cheap of a wall it is. So if a Hutzav Adafna wall is so cheap and therefore it's good, so it's good. Then Mikach HaKusha of why did the Gemara asking Lasuye Mai? Then Tosus realized, no, it must be a different svara. There must be a svara on the economy.
I call that a yo-yo. And of course, there's some logic to it. I'm not denying there's no logic. It just, Tavis should have known that svara before. Tavis before was adamant that if you say, Tavis felt he had a good raya, and he felt that, you know, he made a statement that if Hutzav Adafna is good, then VO5 is also good. So Tavis doesn't hold of that svara. Then all of a sudden, Rabbi Natan Mechayish a new svara, which he doesn't say, and you have to figure that out yourself, and he just contradicts himself.
Meaning that why wouldn't the Tosus realize that from Hutzav Adafna you can't learn Gvil 5 even earlier?
Yeah, and as he should have realized it earlier, Edomai Tavis feels that difference is not a good difference, and then why does he change? So he's being a that's what he called being a yo-yo. David doesn't speak it out. There's no, it doesn't discuss this. Sorry, it doesn't just say it. He just In the beginning, he says, if Gvil 5, Hutzvah Daphna is good, then Gvil 5 should also be good. And then Tosfos goes ahead and just says, no, not true. You know, so it's like, why the Raya? Oh, the Raya is not a good Raya. Why the Raya is not a good Raya? You know, like, and if it's so obvious it's not a good Raya, why did you think it was a good Raya? You know, like, it just
How does Rebbe understand that Taka earlier in Tosas, when Tosas learned out from Hutzvah Daphna that Gvil 5 could work? What's the Svara?
Okay, but I don't answer
meaning
those
that isn't,
questions.
Isn't there, isn't, what?
But structurally, it's Mukhov, there is a Svara. So you can stand all the time in the debate, but Tosas obviously held it's a good Svara. So in what, as far as we're concerned, Tosfos felt at that point it's a good Svara. So now what happened now at the end? All of a sudden he decides it's not a good Svara. You know, like, Tosfos had an epiphany moment. And
Alamai was Mikoach HaKushya. That why did...
No, it wasn't Tosfos HaKer. Tosfos Umiyu was not Mikoach HaKushya. HaKer. Miyu implies that he's saying a Daichik, which means that Tosfos in the beginning said it, even though the Pashas is not that way. The passage is if more than six is no good, then likewise less than six is also no good. But Tosfos held that the raya from Hutzvah Daphna is such a good raya that it's doicha the passage. And then all of a sudden Tosfos drops that raya.
Right, because Tosfos has a question that why did the Gemara ask?
Okay, so it's funny, it's strange. If Tosfos told us before it's a good raya, then how can he just drop it? Tosfos said before it's a raya mukhrachas, and then all of a sudden he just drops it without explaining how or what. That's what I'm saying. It's like a yo-yo. Beforehand he says a raya mukhrachas, and now he just drops it. And he doesn't even explain why. He doesn't tell you. That's very daichik.
Is Rebbe Mavadei 100% that when Tosfos is asking his kasha, because Tosfos says lema lasuya kaminikam. In other words, Tosfos just saying lema is really going back on the Teretz part. At the end of the day,
no, he's not just going back on the Teretz. I don't believe you. Tosfos asked the Farish on the Kasha.
He brings the Kasha. He doesn't ask on the Kasha.
He brings the Kasha. That means he's asking on the Kasha.
But he says lema. He just says lema.
So he's
different lashon.
That the question makes no sense because the answer is obvious.
He says mishani this lema this.
Yes. But he also says my big Shmuel. He also says my baby Gemara.
I understand, but that could be. I think Sandy pointed out yesterday.
You asked me if I'm positive. Yes.
I'm saying because once Tosfos says lema,
let me go further. So we wanted to say a third shot, which is maybe a little bit more complicated, but maybe it's better. Is that Tosfos Kasha was again? Tosfos Kasha was. Tosfos Kasha was, again, the question is the same. Tosfos Kasha was, I just got finished saying Hutzvah Daphna is good. So then I just got finished saying that the Gvil 5 is good, etc. So what's the Gemara's Kasha, Lasuye Mai? The Gemara should have answered it's Lasuye Gvil 5. It should have said it's Lasuye Machsonis. Should have said, I see all these things. Advertises that Maxolus is no good. Maxolus is no good. How does that answer the question? No good. Maxolus is no good. And that's what Rafi's asking if I was a Lushan. Pachos Mikan means Pachos from Hutzvah Daphna. So Rabbeinu Tam is not arguing what he said before. Avad Gvil 5 is good. Rabbeinu Tam is only being mechadesh that Machsonis is no good. Right? Only Rabbeinu Tam is only being mechadesh that Pachos Mechutzah V'Dafs is no good. So how does that answer the question? Well, how does that answer the question? If Hutzvah, what was the Gemara's Kasha, Rasuyemai, It's a silly question because it can say it's being marbe vo 5 and it's also being marbe hutsa v'dafna.
Because it can't use the lashon. So that's what Tosos is asking. Of kolam b'kaimais.
One second. Yeah, what?
So that's what Tosos is asking. That when it includes everything, there is no limitation. Then say, you know, the hasuya hakol. But once I have any kind of a limitation, then the Mishnah has the right to you know, the Gemara has the right.
What was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was coming to teach you those things. Again, according to me, that it's a question. So I would say like this. I would say that Tavis means as follows. The Gemara asks a kasha lasuye mai. You learn the kasha lasuye mai means that the Gemara did not think anything was good. Did not think anything's good. That's why they're asking lasuye mai. The Gemara answers chutz v'dafna. Means that the Gemara is being mechadesh that chutz v'dafna is good. So you could say, and now why did the Gemara say more even Maksadas? Because the Gemara holds that Maksadas is no good. So once you say that the Gemara, so you could say the Gemara in the Havamina thought that Gvil 5 is also no good. Now the Gemara walks in and says, Lasuye Mai. Where's the problem? Since logically, the Gemara is assuming that even though you say, I call Kaminik Amadina, but we know David says at the end that there are certain Minik Amadina that we don't follow. So the Gemara's Kasha, Gemara thought logically that we shouldn't follow all these other Minik Amadinas because they're not their Minik Hedget. And therefore the Gemara is asking us, so yay, mine. And for the Gemara, no, even though they're not, these are different Minogim. The Mishnah is telling you we found out the Minig Medina of Hutsa V'dafna. Included in that is that you found out the Minig Medina of Vil 5. That's all part of the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is Mechadesh that this Minig Medina we found out. Why did the Gemara say a bigger Chiddush and we found out the Minig Medina of Hutsos? Because that ain't a Chinami we don't follow. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying Pachos means that we don't follow. But the Gemara's question, it makes sense. The Gemara's question is because the Gemara assumed, the Gemara and the Havamina thought that even that Hutsa V'dafna was no good. And Hutsa V'dafna and Gvil 5 are basically synonymous. So the Gemara and the Havamina also thought that Gvil 5 is also no good. So if it's made before Hutsa V'dafna and Gvil 5 the same. Or Gvil 5 is a little better than Hutsa V'dafna. So the Havamina, when the Gemara asked Lasuye Mai, and they were assuming that Hutsa V'dafna is no good, and therefore they couldn't think, because they thought that Hutsa V'dafna is the same as Pachis. And just like Rabbeinu Tam says, Pachis is a minig shtus or whatever, and we don't find the minig shtus of Pachis. So the Gemara thought that Hutsa V'dafna is also considered a minig shtus. We don't find the minig shtus of Hutsa V'dafna. And Tosfos's answer, the Gemara's answer is no, that even though there is certain minig shtus that we don't follow, but the minig of Hutsa V'dafna is a valid minig. If Hutsa V'dafna is a valid minig, then ain't a chinami. We're not dropping what Tosfos said before. That Hutsa V'dafna is the same as Gvil 5. So Gvil 5 is also a good minig. So the Gemara and the Havamina didn't know that. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that all these things are not good minhagim.
So what's Tosfos saying in this kasha? That when why is the Gemara saying Akol Kaminig Amidina Lerabos Hutsa V'dafna? Let it say Lerabos everything.
Right, because Tosfos and his Havamina thought.
There's nothing to be Merabe.
What?
There's nothing to be Merabe in the Havamina.
No, but that Tosfos read the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking, there's nothing to be Merabe. But Tosfos thought that he thought what he said at the end is not true. That if it says, I call Kaminik Amidina, it has to mean everything. The Tavis is Hamina did not know Umukah Mikan. The Tavis thought that if it says I call Kaminik Amidina, then every minig is accepted. We don't say minig hedget. So therefore, it's obvious and it's having a thought that obviously we're going to, since it says I call kaminig hamedina, so we must accept the minig of maksados, and we also have to accept the minig of veil five. So therefore, Taibis asks, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. Gemara is asking a kasha, there's nothing to be marbeh. What do you mean? There's loads of things to be marbeh. We have all these things to be marbeh. We have all the things below starting from Hutzav Adafna, Gvil 5, and all the way down to zero. To everything, you can be marbeh. So what's the Gemara's kasha? David says a very good kasha. David says, I don't know, why did the Gemara ask a question? And why did the two questions? Why did the Gemara ask the question, there's nothing to be marbeh? And why did the Gemara answer, the only thing to be marbeh is Hutzav Adafna, which includes Gvil 5 too? Because Yesh Bechlam Asaimana, the Gemara, it's a silly question, and the Gemara should have answered, it's marbe everything, because obviously, if it says, I call Gemini Kamedina, you're marbe everything. Ephes Rabbeinu Tam, we're not marbe everything, because even though it says, I call Gemini Kamedina, there are minic hedges. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that Hutzav Adafna is also a minic hedges. We made it that likewise the Gemara and the Havamina thought that Gvil 5 is also minic hedges. So only the Gemara's answer that the Gemara is mechadish Hutzav Adafna is not a minic hedges. Who then the Gemara is mechadish that Gvil 5 is not a minic hedges?
Rebbe, that step that I think the Sandy's asking on that step that Rebbe keeps saying that there's a certain point in the Havamina that they thought that that's a minic shtus. Tosfos's goof is saying that you say the lashon I call kaminig hamedina every single makom, which includes
Chavetz Chaim. Tosfos's hamina was that I call kaminig hamedina. You can't go against the lashon I call kaminig hamedina. So everything has to be included. You can't say minig hedget. I used the wrong lashon. I said minig shtus, but Tosfos says minig hedget. We should use the right lashon. I apologize. But the Tosfos says Tosfos in his hamina understood the Gemara's kasha, that the Gemara assumed that the minhagim are not included. But Taivis doesn't understand why. Why does the Gemara assume that there's nothing else to include? What do you mean? I call Gemina Gamedina. There's plenty of things to include. Because Taivis thought that I call Gemina Gamedina has to be taken literally. And for Taivis, no. You're allowed to say that there's certain minhagim that we don't accept, which are not included in Akol Kaminik Amedina. Therefore, the Gemara, it's such a thing as Minik Hedget. So now it's very good. The Gemara is having a thought that everything below Gvil 6 is Minik Hedget. Hutzav Adafna is Minik Hedget. The Gemara thought everything's Minik Hedget. That's why the Gemara asked the Kasha, because the Gemara is saying, listen, even though you said Akol Kaminik Amedina, but you're not going to be marbe Minik Hedget. And I think everything's a minig hedget.
Where is Rebbe plugging in this step? Where is the Rebbe plugging in this step?
That's Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Once Rabbeinu Tam says that there's such a thing as a minig hedget, and Rabbeinu Tam and his Havamina never knew there's such a thing of minig hedget, because he thought he can't say such a thing. The Mishnah says, I call Kaminig Amedina. You gotta accept everything. Rabbeinu Tam's mechadesh that there's minig hamedinas that are minig hedges, and we don't fathom. Once Rabbeinu Tam's mechadish that, then the Gemara's question reads nicely. The Gemara is asking, we think that everything's a minig hedges. So therefore, there's nothing to be marbe, because everything under the sun is a minig hedges. Right? Therefore, the Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. Everything's a minig hedges, so lasuyemai. So then the Gemara's answer is, yeah, no, Hutzav Adafna is not a minig hedget. Says Tovitz before, and Tovitz doesn't drop it, that if Hutzav Adafna is not a minig hedget, then Gvil 5 is also not a minig hedget.
Rebbe, if Tovitz knows.
But why did now, and why did, but the Gemara had it right, but both kashas of Tovitz asked are answered. Tovitz kasha was, what was the Gemara's problem? That's because the Gemara thought everything's a minig hedget. Why did Taifas ask before? Why did the Gemara answer it's marba everything? Because other things are minig hedges.
So, how did Rebbe answer both questions? But how did Rebbe, how did Taifas know in the first place to give his carrots to say that everything lower is good? If he thought that there's a hava minit to say that anything below is goof or minig hedges, it's cart and horse. What comes first? How could Taifas give that carrots and come along and say that dafka 3 and 3, but anything lower would be good?
No, he said anything lower is no good.
No, he said anything higher is no good. Anything lower is good. But how does Taisus know that when there's a Gemara?
Because anything lower is equal to Hutzah V'Dafna. But that's only once the Gemara is Mechadesh, Hutzah V'Dafna is good.
So once but he sees Taisus' Gemara is a Kasha. The Gemara is a Kasha. And that Kasha, the only reason why the Gemara is
asking that. Because the Kasha didn't know Hutzah V'Dafna is good, obviously. The Gemara has a Kasha L'Suyei Mai. Where I learned the Gemara is Kasha, the Kasha, there's nothing to be marbed. So obviously the Gemara's Havamina was that Hutzah V'Dafna is no good. If the Gemara thought that Hutzah V'Dafna is no good, then there's nothing wrong with saying that the Gemara also thought that Gvil 5 is good, because the only Hechruch that Gvil 5 is good is because it's better than Hutzah V'Dafna.
So Rebbe, it comes out that when Taisa said can mefarsh be Gemara, he had to work out this kasha and teretz in the Gemara already. So he shouldn't be asking now v'im taimar. He had to work that out in order to give his teretz in the first place.
I don't hear. The movement in the Gemara is according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Havamina thought Hutzah V'Dafna is minik hedjin, and the Gemara is mechadesh Hutzah V'Dafna is not minik hedjin. Now. What's the story about Gvil 5? So it depends. According to the Havamina, the Hutzah V'Dafna is Minig Hedjet. So Gvil 5 is also Minig Hedjet. According to Maskana, that Gvil 5, Hutzah V'Dafna is good, and Hutzah V'Dafna is good, and Gvil 5 is also good. Now, I want to get, I don't know if I'm getting not confusing, but I want to get a little confusing.
Rebbe didn't explain the Hemshif yet.
Oh, so I want to explain the Hemshif. So according to this chat, so there's a problem. What's the Hemshif? So because Sam Taifas has a Taifas is Kasha, it's not a Kasha. What's the Gemara's question? I call community and I saw you might. It's Marba everything. It's the Sam Kasha, they weren't left out. So the answer is, I think there's a very good answer. And this came up in yeshiva. I asked a different question. Taivis at the end, is Taivis says, "Umikan mukach the esh min hagen shein nismoch aleya hafido heiche detanah kog meg medina." So I asked the question: why is it only mikan? Taivis in the very beginning already said that you don't do gvil more than 6. So why didn't Taivis say it's mukach from there?
No, because over there, the Mishnah already limited. The Mishnah did the limitation on it.
That is correct. You're right. So the answer is, thank you, you're right, that there's no problem. Taifas only feels it's radical if the Mishnah didn't limit it. But if the, because Taifas himself lushed it, we can, but if the Mishnah tells you that we don't follow Minhag HaMedina, so then there's no problem. So now, according to Taifas is Havamina, right? You know, here, in other words, the Mishnah says the measurement, and that's proof of written to tell us you don't follow Minhag Medina. So that's no problem. Taifas finishes that the Mishnah doesn't say anywhere that we don't follow Minhag Medina of Machsados. So that's already a radical chiddush. But that we don't follow Minhag Medina more than 6, the first in the Mishnah. According to Taifas is Havamina, when the Mishnah says Gvil is 6, it's coming the Mayet more than 6. It's also coming to be Mayet less than 6. And if it's Mayet less than 6, and less than 6 is better than Hutzah V'Dafna, so then it's Beferish in the Mishnah that Hutzah V'Dafna is also no good. And Gvil less than 6 is no good. So then, according to Taifas' Havamina, the Gemara's cash is terrific. The Gemara, I mean, if before Taifas got started, he wouldn't have had a problem on the Gemara. The Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara looks at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a measurement, six. The measurement of six is telling you, don't follow minig medinas, you have to do six. Not up and not down, which means VO5 is no good, boots of a daphne is no good. So then the Gemara is a tremendous kasha. Hey, if the Mishnah says don't follow minig medina, you have to do boots of six, you can't do VO more than six, you can't do VO more than five. And by definition, that means you can't do Hutzav Adafna because Hutzav Adafna is VO5. So then the Gemara is a terrific Asha. I called us the Megadina, Suye Mai. Once the Mishnah wrote that you're locked into six to VO, then there is no I call Gemina Gamedina.
So why is Tosa saying they should answer it to include
everything? No. Then he wouldn't have a Kasha. Taib wouldn't even have a question. I'm saying this. Taibis, when Taibis was on the original Havamina, before Taibis wrote, before Taibis said Umiyu, before the Miyu, Taibis thought that the measurement of VO6 is coming lafuge up and down. At that point, before the Miyu, the Gemara Daf Dawit is perfect. Because at that point, the Mishnah says that more than or less than six is no good. Therefore, Huadin, Hutzav Adafna is no good. The Mishnah is overriding Hakol Gemina Gamedina. So the Gemara is a terrific Asha. How can you say that? Well, you say Hakol Gemina Gamedina, because the Tana went out of his way to say that we don't follow Gemina Gamedina. But now came along Tavis and said that that's wrong. And when it said six, it's only coming Lafuke more than six. But it's not coming Lafuke less than six. So the time it's not written in the Mishnah or override and going down. So there is nothing in the Mishnah that says that Husa that veal less than five is good, less than six is no good. There is nothing in the Mishnah that says that Husa Vidaf is no good. There is nothing in the Mishnah that says that Machsonis is no good. So then Taibis and his Amina thought, if there's nothing in the Mishnah that says it, so obviously it says I call Gemina Gamedina, you have to follow. I call Gemina Gamedina. So then David says, Akasha, what's the Gemara's problem? There's millions of things to be marveled because there's so many things going down. You got all the things that are going down, you should be marveled. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Advertise is a Kiddush that even though it says call Gemina Gamedina and it doesn't say in the Mishnah any limitation, the Gemara on its own is allowed to make a limitation because of minig hedged. So that explains the hemsha. It's very nice. And so if you wouldn't have said umiyu, then in other words, Tavis's whole problem is based on because he didn't know this idea that that on our own we can go against the lashon of the Mishnah when the Mishnah says I call Geminik Amedina. That's what he says. Mikan Mukhas. Tavis didn't know the Mikan Mukhas. So Tavis and his army thought the Gemara's Kasha that called Gemina Gamedina, Lasuye Mai is a silly question. Because there's so many things to be Lasuye. You can be Lasuye, VO5, Hutzav Adafta, Maxonos, everything. But in Tavis's Havamina, there isn't anything to be marbid because the Tana went out of its way to tell me that we don't go down. So then the town is memayit. So just like it's memayit everything else, it's memayit. The Gemara, so therefore the Gemara had a good kasha. You were memayit everything. Or then you're memayit hutzav adafna. In the Havamina.
Had the Gemara know where to draw the line?
What?
And had the Gemara know where to draw the line?
In Rabbeinu Tam's answer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because Rabbeinu think Gemara is smart. The Gemara is saying, the Gemara asked Akasha, Lasuye Mai, and the Gemara, or it could also be because they just want to do one step. In other words, you don't even have to say because the Gemara is smart. In other words, in Svara, the Gemara would have thought everything's Minig Hedges.
Yeah.
But the Gemara, they ask Akasha, if everything's Minig Hedges, so what does it say? I call Geminig Amedina. Must be you go down one step. And Hutzav Adafta and Gvil 5 are so close to each other, the Gemara did not feel that it's a difference that makes for a difference.
How did the Gemara, how did Tosfos have it right?
So the Gemara is basically going down one step.
Rebbe, how did Tosfos say his step Umihu? That I don't understand. Where did Tosfos know to say Umihu before working out the Gemara? Tosfos had a step.
I know. Tosfos allowed to say Umihu. Tosfos holds in Svara that Gvil 5 is the same as Susa Vedafna. That Tosfos holds in Svara. That Tosfos is a Mukhluk Svara, and Tosfos never debates it. Not like our first shot that Tosfos is a yo yo and he's changing that. It's debatable. Tosfos holds that that's not debatable. That's Mukhluk. So therefore, if the Gemara says whatever Pshat the Gemara is, but the Gemara says Beferish Gavil 5 is Hutz V'Dafna is good. If the Gemara says Beferish Hutz V'Dafna is good, so therefore you have to say Gavil 5 is also good. That's an absolute. Tosfos makes that statement, and that's undeniable. So therefore, Gavil 5 is good.
But Rebbe says
that Tosfos has a kasha. Now that you're saying that less things are good. So what was the Gemara's kasha? So it says, I call the name of Dina, everything's good. And for Tosfos, the Gemara knows there's such a thing as minig hedget. The Hamina was that Hutz V'Dafna is also minig hedget. And the Maskana is that Hutz V'Dafna is not a minig hedget.
So Tosfos went to the Teretz and then he went back to the kasha to figure out how the Gemara works out?
Yeah, there's two different steps. It's what the Teretz says and what the Hamina was. What was the kasha? But the Teretz is, you can't argue with the Teretz is there. Teretz is there, he doesn't, it's not relevant what the Kavamina was. The fourth, the Teretz says, Beferish, and Hutz V'Dafna is good.
Well, if I don't know that's a minute, if I think everything's a minute shtus, and I wouldn't follow it, then that's pretty important to know that Havamina.
It doesn't make a difference. The Gemara said, Beferish, Hutz V'Dafna is good. You can't argue, no matter what you're gonna say. So Tosfos sees that, he makes a statement. If Hutz V'Dafna is good, Bill 5 is good. So
Tosfos said Umihu, and then says, oh, by the way, Taka, according to Gemara's Havamina, it looks like it's shtus. The answer is it's not shtus.
That's right. Sounds great. Okay, I'm going to go back to my wedding. Okay, anyway, Baruch Hashem, we made it. I have to thank Nassim Yeshaya that he set up, got us a Zoom. He spoke to the caterer, got us a Zoom number. I didn't think the kid is going to give us a Zoom, but okay. All right.
Tomorrow is Tanul Fika?
Tomorrow? No, I still want to do some more on this. I don't know if on this point, but I would like to look what was mentioned is the Maran, the two Maran, maybe starting with the second one, to see how the Maran learned Shana Tosfos. And that we mentioned three different baths with Pshatim in Tosfos. So which way is the Maram sounds like he's learning? I'd like to see that offhand. So I'd like to look at that. That's where the second Maram. The first Maram is also very, very strange because Maram asked the Kasha, why Tosfos didn't say Ipchon? And he seems to be arguing with the Tosfos. Tosfos said, brought a Ryan from Hutz V'Dafna. So I don't know, that's also, both Marams are very strange. The first Maram seems to argue with Tosfos, because the first Maram asked the Kasha, why did Tosfos say that Ipcha? You can't say Ipcha because the Tosfos brought a ride from Hutz V'Dafna. If you go down, it's good. So how could the Gemara Tosfos has said Ipcha that going down is no good? It's like Maram is going against the Gemara. So, okay. Anyway, I'd like to do that if we have it, you can. But okay, all right, Yeshikayach, everyone.
Thank you very much.